They're only tins, officer. Honest.
He does love the sound of his own voice, and once he's got some wine in him, it's like he picks a topic from the news and just rants about it like he knows all there is to know. Yeah, and when he finally stops...
Hi, guys, this is Luke Hand. Welcome to Luke Hand Podcast. Thanks for listening. You really can't say anything anymore as a straight white male. I'm surprised they're even letting this play. Like, usually this sort of thing would be ripped off the air.
I'm pregnant. Shut the front door. No, you're not. I am. You fucking not, are you? Yeah. Me and Brian had sex. No, you... Shut the front bloody door. No, you didn't. Did you? Yeah. It was like about 3 weeks ago. A penis to vagina and penetrative sex. Shut the front door. Congratulations, darling. That's so wonderful. I'm so happy for you guys. Oh.
Whoever bought or rented a videotape that wasn't quite right, it may have been a pirate copy. An illegal and inferior copy for which you paid good money. Pirated tapes are recognisable by poorly presented or photocopied jackets, poor sound and or picture quality, the lack of sensor and other labels on the face and spine of the tape, and the absence of warnings, such as this at the beginning of the tape presentation. Pirate tapes rob artists and studios of their rightful income and add to the cost of a video to the consumer. Video piracy is a major problem in Australia. Please help us stop it. If you buy or rent a tape which you believe is not the genuine article, please phone this toll-free number for advice. Or write to Post Office Box 515 Monavale, New South Wales 21103. This message is brought to you by the Australasian Film and Video Securities Office.
What did they call an adolescent Mozart after he jacked off? The answer? A self-fulfilling prodigy. Come on.
Getting sucked off by about six guys. Spraying Mortine so we don't get flies. On our knob or on our ass. Having gay sex in the park.